afternoon, everyone. This is David John Oates, and I'm your host for the weekly Reverse Speech Show. And as always, we're going to bring you another exciting show, some good reversals to listen to. My guest for the second hour is Reverse Speech Analyst Debbie Fitzgerald, who is also well on her way to becoming a practitioner now, being halfway through the course, so we'll be talking to her and hearing some of her reversals with her clients in the second hour. But for the first hour, I thought we might go back in history a little bit. We're going to go back to 2008, the presidential campaign running back then, and I want to look at some of Hillary Clinton's reversals in the debates with Obama. So we'll look at both of them, Obama and Hillary. But either way, I found an interesting reversal that I'd forgotten all about. This is when Bill Clinton won office in 1992, and George W. Bush, of course, lost his second term. So here is his inauguration. This isn't his speech. This is the, don't know who it is, probably the Chief Justice, I imagine. Anyway, here we go.
Today, our nation bids a gracious goodbye to an outgoing administration and warmly welcomes in a new one as William Jefferson Clinton takes office as the 42nd President of the United States.
Okay, and when he says our nation bids a gracious goodbye, listen to this.
A gracious goodbye to an outgoing administration.
And a word straight out of Donald Trump's mouth, backwards he says, you're fired.
We're all fired.
And of course, one of the two presidential candidates will be fired in November. Well, not fired, because never got the job in the first place. So we're getting close, folks. Only 2 months to go for the presidential elections. Have you decided who you're going to vote for yet? If you listen to my shows with Jeff Rantz, of course, you will have a heads up on who the best candidate is. If Hillary Clinton gets into the White House, this is the sort of thing we're going to see. Here she is as First Lady.
We are also very pleased by everything that he's been able to do, and we've loved being here. So, you know, it's kind of
Washington ways,
balances it way itself out.
And here she says, "Bless the ale, this is the life."
Bless the ale, this is no life.
Bless the ale, this is no life. Bless the ale, this is no life.
Bless the ale, this is the life. I guess they had a lot of fun in the White House back in those days. That reversal there would certainly seem to indicate that. And here she is talking about how all the first ladies all get on well.
I got very good advice from Mrs. Bush, and I saw Mrs. Reagan yesterday in Philadelphia. I thanked her for the many good things she did for the White House.
And Mrs. Bursell says they fight often.
They fight often.
They fight often. They fight often.
So, I don't know. I guess she's going to have a whole lot of fun if she gets back into the White House. Here she is talking about the sex scandals her husband was embroiled in back in those days.
You know, initially, when this first started and I would be accused of something, or my husband would be accused of something, I would be really upset.
And this reversal says, evil lips are hammering it.
Evil lips are hammering it.
Evil lips are hammering it. Evil lips are hammering it.
Well, there you go. You could read that one a couple of ways. I'll leave it up to you to decide. If you want to call in and talk to me in this first hour of the show, the toll-free number in the United States is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Give me your general thoughts on reverse speech and have a chat. Yeah, ask me anything you want. That's what I'm here for. Okay, so let's look at a few more back in those days. Here's Monica Lewinsky talking about Bill Clinton.
I don't know why I have these feelings for him. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I don't really have these feelings. Maybe I'm pretending it. I don't know.
Here she says, masturbate him.
Masturbate him.
Yes, there was a lot of fun and games back in the Clinton White House back then. Do we really want to go back to the Clintons for another 4 to 8 years? Can you imagine Bill and Hillary in the White House again? Here's Bill Clinton being asked about some of his bad habits.
There still has not been a single solitary shred of evidence of anything dishonest that I have done in my public life, not only as governor, and as president.
And Mr. Versa says, denied the habits, and I said, dang ya.
Denied the habits, and I said, dang ya.
There we go. And here's another one on Bill Clinton.
I think it will become apparent as this case plays itself out that I did in fact do that, but I am not going to discuss that. The judge has given us strict orders not to discuss anything related to that case.
Mr. Russell said, had sex with an Oregon madam.
That's accidental, gone, madam.
That's accidental, gone, madam. That's accidental, gone, madam.
Yeah, well, Monica Lewinsky went to college in Oregon, so there you go. All right, here we have Bill Clinton in power.
A few months ago, and again this week, Bin Laden publicly vowed to wage a terrorist war against America.
And here he says backwards, "I am a snake oil terrorist."
I am a snake oil terrorist.
Yeah, well, there we go. Snake oil terrorist. I don't know. Yeah, he's talking about going after Bin Laden.
There is more agreement than at first it appears about the necessity to push this thing through to the end.
And here he says, "Let's shoot for the assassin."
Surf the net.
Okay, now let's shoot for the assassin.
Let's shoot for the assassin.
Okay, so that's a nice congruent reversal. However, one has to question his motives. You know, he's talking about the sex scandals.
But all the others, a lot of them were about serious matters. They just faded away.
I'm not suggesting that they weren't serious.
All I can tell you is I'll do my best to help him get to the bottom of it.
And here he says, hell with the earth, see desert answers.
Hell with the earth, see desert answers.
In other words, the answers are in the desert. Distract them by going in after Osama bin Laden. But he does have his mind on other things.
I can only tell you I was motivated by many factors. First, by a desire to protect myself from the embarrassment of my own conduct.
And here he says, lusty Monica.
Lusty Monica.
Yeah, there he is. And here he is also mentioning Monica by name.
Now, come on, I mean, you all voted for the agreement now and everything's, you know, basically going in the right direction.
He says, they're all boring me, Monica.
They're all boring me, Monica.
So you need to be reminded of all of this, because this is what you're going to get for another 8 years if you vote in Hillary Clinton. Here's Bill, who incidentally Hillary says she's going to appoint Bill to running the economy.
Battling discrimination against mental illness, caring for children of veterans who suffer from a terrible disease.
And here he says backwards, see his little breast. Yeah, okay, all right. And here he is again.
President, the senator mentioned trial lawyers and campaign, that means campaign financing. How do you personally avoid being unduly influenced by people who give you money or give you services in your campaigns?
Well, I try to articulate my positions as clearly as possible, tell people what I stand for, and let them decide whether they're going to support me or not.
Okay, Okay, so that's where the reversal occurs.
Well, I try to articulate my positions as clearly as possible.
Backwards, he says, she's a fun girl to kiss.
She's a fun girl to kiss.
She's a fun girl to kiss. She's a fun girl to kiss.
I guess so. Okay. Here he is talking about the FDA. I think it is the FDA, maybe the FBI, I don't know.
The health of our people, and especially the health of our children, must be paramount in our thinking, in our vision, and in our efforts. That's why a year ago I worked with the FDA and we launched...
Okay, working with the FDA, launching a new program, and he says backwards, they pay for dope.
They pay the dope. They pay the dope. They pay the dope.
I don't know. What's the FDA doing paying for dope? I do not know. And, oh, here's a funny one on the White House Chief of Staff.
I'm not going to parse the statement. You all got the statement I made earlier, and it speaks for itself.
It's about the sex scandals, and he says backwards, damn him, this is ugly and a mess.
Damn him, it's a threat reading a mess.
Damn him, it's a threat reading a mess. Damn him, it's a threat reading a mess.
So there you go. How about that for what you're going to get if you elect Hillary Clinton? She's going to have a whole lot of fun, big party, bless the ale, this is a life. I don't know. Okay, so let's look at the debate between Hillary Clinton and Obama. And let's see if I can pull it up here real quick. Okay, so here's a debate when they're both on the campaign trail.
We can begin to be more effective and more sensible about how we cover everybody and use the money from the top-end tax cuts and from modernizing the system.
Gene has a...
And here she says, all this mess on that.
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 Yeah, well, she had mess back then, and she's got mess now. Oh, here's another one that actually verifies that. Here we go.
Democrats have to be willing to fight for universal health care. And what I concluded when I was looking at this, because I got the same kind of advice, which was, it's controversial, you'll run into all of this buzzsaw, and I've said, been there, done that.
And here she says, got enough mess.
Never enough mess.
Never enough mess.
Never enough mess.
Well, there we go. Okay. Okay, here's another one here on Hillary.
It can be put into chronic care management. It can be put into making sure that our health care system has enough access so that if you are in a rural community...
And she says, hey, look, you make it.
They don't be make it.
They don't be make it.
They don't be make it.
Well, I guess she did make up some of the health care programs, so that's true. All right, here's another one on Hillary.
My plan lowers costs aggressively, which is important for us all, improves quality for everyone, which is essential, and the way it covers all of those who wish to participate in the congressional plan is that it will provide subsidy.
And this reversal says, in the deficit.
In the deficit.
Huh.
In the deficit.
In the deficit.
Well, I don't know. In the deficit. All right. Okay. Here's another one. Let's run this forwards.
Well, actually, I co-sponsored comprehensive immigration reform in 2004 before Barack came to the Senate. So I have been on record on behalf of this for quite some time.
She's talking about immigration reform. And, oops, sorry, need more volume. She's talking about immigration reform. And backwards she says, I pissed him off.
Five, this numeral.
Yeah, okay, all right, there we go. All right, another one on Clinton.
Now we're going to try again in the Democratic Congress. If we had electronic medical records, right, according to the RAND Corporation, hardly a bastion of liberal thinking, they have said we would save $77 billion a year.
And this reversal says, show broke now with you.
Show broke now with you.
Huh.
Share broke now with you.
The show broke.
Share broke now with you.
Yeah, okay, well, I guess her show did broke because she didn't win, did she?
And it will also cap premiums. something that is really important because we want to make sure that it is affordable for all. So,
and she's talking about her health care plan back then in 2008, and back when she says, we lose it. Yeah, well, that's what happened, isn't it? And here she is again, same topic.
Whatever differences there are among us, between us now, it's hard to forget. We keep talking about all those who aren't here, but...
And here she says, we lost it. Okay. All right, okay. So now here we have got some of Obama in that same debate.
You know, I am happy to have that argument. If John McCain, for example, is the nominee, I respect that John McCain, in the first two rounds of Bush tax cuts, said it is irresponsible that we have never before...
And this reversal says, and God, I'm mad. And here he is again.
...of chronically ill patients that account for 80% of the cost, that they're getting better treatment. We are actually paying for a dietitian for people to lose weight as opposed to paying for the $30,000 foot amputation. That will save us money. We can conservatively save $100 to $150 billion a year under my plan.
And Babcock says, and I'm some asshole. Well, there we go. Okay, all right. And here we have another one on Obama.
On the mortgage crisis, again, we both believe that this is a critical problem. It's a huge problem in California and all across the country.
And this one says, feel them fob you. Okay, all right. Here's Obama again.
The antidote to that is making sure that the American people understand what is at stake. I'm absolutely committed to making sure that anybody in America who needs health care is going to get it.
And this one says, I'll beat the drum. Yeah, there he is. Here we are. But that's a perceptually clear one. Here it is again.
I'll beat the drum.
And let's just play the whole lot backwards and hear how that one jumps up out of the gibberish. That was right there. We'll do that little bit again. There it is, and that's how they occur. They just jump out of the gibberish like that. Pretty amazing fuss on it. Pretty amazing stuff. All right, next one along. Here we go.
First of all, I dispute that there are 15 million people out there who don't want it. I believe that there are people who can't afford it, and if we provide them enough subsidies, they will purchase it.
And the reversal says, see this fuss on it. Yeah, well, I guess there was a lot of fuss on his health care program. And this is a really nasty reversal, this one.
And somewhere along the line, the Straight Talk Express lost some wheels, and now he is in favor of extending Bush tax cuts that went to some of the wealthiest Americans who don't need them, and we're not even asking for them. So I've already said a sizable portion.
This one says, sex has children in this.
Sex has children in this.
Are we hearing some deep secret confession here? Let's do that again. Sex has children in this. Gee, that's a bit out of left field, isn't it? I'll let you determine what you think about that one. Alright, here we have another one on Obama.
And so I emphasize reducing costs. My belief is that if we make it affordable, if we provide subsidies to those who can't afford it, they will buy it.
And the reversal says they feel dumb.
They feel dumb.
Well, that's a bit of a put-down statement, isn't it? Okay, all right. And here we have another one on Obama. Let's run this one forwards. Here we go.
It is legitimate for drug companies to make profits, but they are making outsized profits on the backs of senior citizens who need those prescription drugs. And that is an argument that the American people have to be involved with, otherwise we're not going to get any plan.
Hang on, what's going on? What's... hang on, we've got something funny going on here. I have got audio coming through that I don't want. There we go. Sorry about that. Okay. That was coming through my TV. I pressed the wrong button on my mixer. All right, so here we go again.
It is legitimate for drug companies to make profits, but they are making outsized profits on the backs of senior citizens who need those prescription drugs. And that is an argument that the American people have to be involved with, otherwise we're not going to get any plan.
This one says, stab them all.
Stab them all.
Wow.
Stab them all. Stab them all.
There we go. Some pretty intense reversals on Obama from back in 2008, and some interestingly intense ones on Hillary Clinton. Certainly, it was a interesting is a better word, interesting time back then for those of you who can remember back that far to 2008. I certainly can. And I remember all the controversies just kept on coming and coming and coming. It was quite amazing to see them all. We're going to look at some reversals on Dick Cheney from back in those days. Okay, so we should be coming up on the break any second, but we might get one reversal in first and. No, we won't. We'll be back right after this, folks, with some reversals on Dick Cheney from 2008.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances and underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio-Superfood. I've taken Bio-Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Okay, we are back. Toll-free number, if you want to call in the next 30 minutes, it's 844-769-2944. That's 844 769-2944. Would like to hear from you. All right, here's Dick Cheney. Let's run this one forwards.
I'm not. I came here to do a job. I'm not running for any office myself. I made the decision when I signed on with the president that the only agenda I would have would be his agenda.
And backwards he says, defy an oath.
Defy an oath.
Well, there's some that would say Dick Cheney has defied quite a few oaths. Here's another one on Dick Cheney.
I made it clear, for example, when I was there in May, that we didn't appreciate the notion that they were going to take a big part of the summer off, and they did cut that in half.
This reversal says, get a new weapon.
Get an agreement.
And next one along.
The polls are notoriously unreliable in the sense that they change all the time. They bounce around all over the place.
And this reversal says, get this lesson.
Get this lesson.
Yeah, there we go. And here we have another one.
In retrospect, you would still go into Iraq.
Yes, sir.
So those 3,000 plus lives have not died in vain.
No, sir. Larry, you worry about every single casualty. And
he says her son.
Her son.
Obviously thinking about some soldier, and backwards he says, I'll miss you. So two reversals, her son. Followed by, I'll miss you. So obviously some interesting some compassion around there. All right, next one along.
Well, I think it's going to show that we will have made significant progress. The reports I'm hearing from people whose views I respect.
And here he says, I defend this gamble.
I defend this gamble.
Yeah, okay, there we go. I don't know what the gamble is he's talking about, but there we go. Okay, next one along.
They had significant success. We'd rounded up Saddam Hussein. I thought there were theories, series of these milestones that would, in fact, undermine the insurgency and make it less than it was at that point.
And this one says, love and ass, you're modest.
Love and ass, you're modest.
Wow.
Love and ass, you're modest.
That's nice and clear.
Love and ass, you're modest.
Let's run that one again.
Love and ass, you're modest. Both on ass, you're modest.
Wow.
Both on ass, you're modest.
And let's run the whole lot backwards and hear it amongst the gibberish.
Yo, that is all when it settled to give me a snigger's need. Now I'm bringing up scarf, made over to some of that slime, see the zerith, or with both on ass, you're modest, but an irony was
that. Wow, that's nice and clear in there, isn't it? Let's do that again.
Smell that slime, see the zeros, seareth, or with that on ass, who am I to spend an irony with Saskus, never just a dad.
Nice and clear how those reversals just jump out of the gibberish like that. That's just amazing. It never ceases to amaze me. I've been doing this for 33 years, and still that just amazes me. All right, next section along, next reversal.
Abu Musab al-Zarqawi with his bombing to the mosque up at Samarra in early 06 that, in effect, helped precipitate some of the sectarian conflict.
And this one says, the mob see the war.
The mob see the war. The mob see the war. The mob see the war.
Let's listen to the forwards again. I want to get a context on this.
Abu Musab al-Zarqawi with his bombing to the mosque up at Samarra in early 06 that, in effect, helped precipitate some of the sectarian conflict.
The mob see a war.
The mob see the war. The mob see the war. The mob see the war.
Well, they did. There was a big war, wasn't there? Okay. Next one.
There are a significant number of Iraqis now serving in the armed forces, serving as part of the security forces.
And this reversal says they defend this. Nice and congruent reversal. I don't know what this one means. Here we go. Let's run this forwards.
The real test is whether or not the strategy that was put in place for this year will in fact produce the desired results.
And this reversal says, we share dope.
We share dope.
We share dope. We share dope.
There you go. Make that one what you will, I guess. All right. All right, let's look at some reversals on John McCain, who, of course, was the Republican nominee in 2008. And he, of course, lost to Obama. So let's look at some of his reversals. So here we have the forwards.
Moved off their forward operating base and into the town of Beijing.
And here he says, and his head we do cut off. Oh, my gosh.
Nemesis head meteor cut off.
Well, that's a rather aggressive reversal. And his head we do cut off.
Nemesis head meteor cut off.
What's he talking about? Thoughts again?
Moved off their forward operating base and into the town of Beijing.
Wow, talking about some military movement, and his head we do cut off. All right, here we have another one.
If any senator believes that our troop sacrifice is truly in vain, the dictates of conscience demand that he or she act to prevent it.
This one says, feel the burden.
Feel the burden.
Feel the burden. Feel the burden.
Yeah, I guess it was a burden, wasn't it? All right, next one along.
Others have learned that they will soon return to combat sooner than they had been led to expect.
This one says, handed the noose.
Handed the noose.
Wow.
Handed the noose. Handed the noose.
Talking about soldiers returning to combat and given their death warrants. Handed the noose. Wow. All right, next one along.
Some senators have taken a different tack, arguing that Iraq is still winnable, that by withdrawing troops, we will actually maximize the chances of success.
And here he says, I'm a scam.
I'm a scam.
Wow.
I'm a scam.
We maximize the chances of success.
Oops, we lost it there. And I'm a scam.
I'm a scam.
I'm a scam. I'm a scam.
Well, there we go. And another one.
75 Kurds have been elected to the legislature as compared to 50,000 Kurds getting killed.
Well, that's not John McCain. This is labeled John McCain. Huh. Russell says, I've been a mess.
I've been a mess.
I've been a mess.
Compared to 50.
And he'd do it again.
I've been a mess.
I've been a mess. I've been a mess.
And we have John McCain again.
50,000 Kurds killed. Many of them with chemical weapons.
Well, that's not John McCain. I will connect them.
I will connect them.
I will connect them. I will connect them.
All right, next one on John McCain. I hope it's John McCain this time.
Encourage the vast majority of moderates to win the battle for the soul of Islam.
Yep, that's John McCain. And he says, I'll see the loss.
I'll see the loss.
I'll see the loss. I'll see the loss.
And I guess he did see a loss, because he didn't win the White House, did he?
We know where either of their candidates will lead this country, and we dare not let them.
And this one says, I warn you.
I warn you.
I warn you. I warn you.
Okay, all right. And next one along. Let's run this forward.
The American people don't send us to Washington to serve our self-interest, but to serve theirs.
And this one says, let me show with sadness.
Let me show with sadness.
Wow.
Let me show with sadness. Let me show with sadness.
Well, that's quite an interesting reversal. Here, let's run the whole lot backwards here amongst the gibberish. Let me show with sadness.
Spread a verse, help. Sniff us your verses, let me show with sadness.
And that was right there. Let's do it again.
Let me show with sadness.
Yeah, so another reversal that just jumps out of the gibberish. They're quite amazing the way we do that. The way they do that. All right, next one along.
Here this morning to obviously discuss the New York Times article with you. And I'd like to make a brief comment and then respond to questions that you might have. Obviously, I'm very disappointed in the article. It's not true.
And this reversal says, the shock with snobs.
The shock with snobs.
Huh.
The shock with snobs.
Oh, dear.
The shock with snobs.
Well, he obviously doesn't like the New York Times articles, calling them a bit of a snob. All right, okay, next one along.
I discovered that nothing is more liberating in life than to fight for a cause that encompasses you but is not defined by your existence alone.
And this reversal says, seeing you fund it.
Seeing you fund it.
Seeing you fund it. Seeing you fund it.
Oh, here we have an aggressive one.
The American people's patience is at an end for politicians who value ambition over principle, and for partisanship that is less a contest of ideas than an uncivil brawl over the spoils of power.
This reversal says, sell, Satan, sell.
Sell, Satan, sell.
Wow.
Sell, Satan, sell. Sell, Satan, sell.
That's quite clear, isn't it? Here, let's run that one backwards.
Wow, sell, Satan,
there it is right there, we'll do that again. Okay, so, sell Satan, sell. Here we have another one.
My sister Sandy, her husband Henry, and my son Doug are here also. Thank you for being here.
And this one says, we're sorry.
We're sorry.
We're sorry. We're sorry.
Don't know what he would be sorry about, but anyway, there you go. All right, that looks like all the reversals I had for the hour show. So what I will do is I'm going to move on back to the moon landing, because I found a few extra ones on the moon landing. For those of you who've been following these shows the last couple of weeks, I've been doing and reversals on the moon landings. I just got intrigued one day to go and look into it, so I did. And one of my many little projects, I'm always running little projects of some sort, trying to resolve the truth among certain issues, and over the years I've had some real controversial finds. Of course, right up on top of the list of that would be, of course, the JFK assassination, where Robert Speech really blew it wide open. If you haven't listened to that, I suggest you go and listen to the reversals on the JFK assassination. Also, my last two shows have done the moon landing. Now, this one has actually surprised me at the result, at the reaction I got to it. Reversals basically show the moon landing happened. Although something else happened on the moon that we weren't told about. That was revealed in the tape I did last week. When I finished interviewing Greg Albrecht. And since that time, I have moved on to the 20th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. And we're going to play you some of the reversals I found on that. Not many. I think there's only four or five. But here we go.
Those first few seconds when Neil...
Oh, this is Buzz Aldrin, first off.
Those first few seconds when Neil and I touched down and there were numerous things that we needed to do, but we also needed to announce to the world that we were there and then pause for a moment and things were quiet.
And this reversal says, the word within you heard this NASA moon.
The word within you heard this NASA moon.
The word within you heard this NASA moon.
And there it is.
The word within you heard this NASA moon.
So, a congruent reversal, the word within, he's talking from his experience, okay? And here he is again.
And it indeed was a philosophical moment of achievement. It was also a technical challenge, as we found that the flag didn't exactly perform as we put it together, and it didn't stick in the ground exactly the way we thought it would. There was no breeze to wave it, so we had to maybe artificially create a little breeze. So it was a great mixture with, I think, a sense of pride, and it will be a remembering event, photographing individuals alongside the flag.
And this reversal says, does NASA give that?
Was NASA get that?
Huh.
Was NASA get that?
Yeah, nice and
clear. Was NASA get that?
Nice and clear. I'm not too sure exactly what he would mean by does NASA give that. All right, and here we have some interesting reversals on Neil Armstrong. Here's the first one.
Well, every launch day is a time of excitement, enthusiasm, and apprehension. But I think in most circumstances, you always feel that the chances of actually lifting off are fairly distant or remote.
And here he says, get fed up.
Get fed up?
Huh.
Get fed up? Get fed up?
Yep, and here we have Neil Armstrong again on the 20th anniversary, and this is an interesting reversal, this one.
Well, there can be some very attractive cases made for going to Mars. Some of the various approaches to doing that in both manned and unmanned machines seem to be very persuasive to me.
And here he says, we've missed Mars mission.
We've missed nation.
We've missed nation.
Nice and clear.
We've missed nation.
So I wonder what he means by we've missed Mars mission. Did we miss the opportunity to go to Mars? That would appear to be, some people would claim, who believe in a secret space program, that we have already gone to Mars, and Neil Armstrong could simply be saying that he missed the mission. He wasn't on it. I don't know. We will continue to look at that. I've got a little bit of interest lately in the secret space program. I'm going to look at that over the next few weeks, if there was one. And if so, where is it and what it's doing? In my show next week, I'm going to be doing a special 911 show for the first hour, looking at reversals on key players in 911. I've got quite a few on Silverstein, the owner of the World Trade Center, and we'll look at those on him. And I got some on Cheney and Bush and Wolfowitz, and I'll get a few more together anyway. So we'll next week we'll look at some of the reversals on 911. We've got the 15th anniversary coming up. Still remember that like it was yesterday, that happening. Isn't that amazing, all this water under the bridge? George Bush was very strong and congruent on fighting 911, and we'll pull out some of his reversals next week too. Like he had a classic reversal, sky see the limit with terror, meaning he wasn't going to allow any more terror attacks from the skies, and indeed no more attacks from the skies has happened since 9-1-1. So it appears as though that his strong congruent reversal has paid itself off. Want to tell you a little bit about training class while I've got a bit of opportunity. The next class is starting November the 19th. We're already starting to get to quite a few students enrolled in the next class. Really wanting to get reverse speech out there. The only way reverse speech is going to get out there is if people get trained. Numbers, strength in numbers. So if you want to, if you're interested in reverse speech and be thinking about training, then go to the website, reversespeech.com, and sign up. We'd love to have you. Or you can call me, make sure you call me after the show. And my number in the United States is 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077, and that rings on my desk here. If you're interested in training, November the 19th is when the next class starts. We're 2 months away. And that 2 months will go very, very quick. We'll know who the next president is going to be on November 19th. Either Hillary Clinton or or Donald Trump. So there we go. We'll see. We'll see who wins. One of the two. All right. Had a couple people say to me that the astronauts couldn't go through the Van Allen belt that that surrounds the planet, a radiation belt. And according to NASA, the radiation is a type that's not really harmful to humans. They plotted their course through the thinnest part of the belt. And here we have one of the astronauts talking about it, how they saw the little streaks of radiation flash by.
Now, what that all meant, I don't know, but it wasn't the kind of radiation that gave us a problem of any kind. But you could see it. You could close your eyes and just, you could see these things shoot by. We all saw it.
And he says, we see this. You see this.
You see this?
You see this? You see this?
Yeah, so it's a congruent reversal, indicating he did fly through the Van Allen belt and did see little streaks of radiation fly by. Anyway, look, I've finished with the moon missions. I'm going to move on to other things now. I think there's, you know, I've done three recordings now. I've done the whole 2 hours that they actually were on the moon surface in an EVA. I've done the press conference after the lunar mission, and I've also done the 20th anniversary press conference and a interview, and Neil Armstrong's final interview in the year 2011. And all of those reversals are all congruent. There are some reversals in the press conference following the moon mission that indicate that something else was going on the moon. and I played those last week. Anyway, there you go. That's the moon landings, and I don't know what else I can tell you. Let me play you one other reversal. This is one of the astronauts. I don't know which one this is, but let's play this.
Because I don't accept the Bible as the gospel of anything except the historical record. But we did go to the moon. You bet your sweet ass we went to the moon.
And we did go to the moon and backwards, he says, in inevitable saga.
The inevitable saga.
The inevitable saga. The inevitable saga.
So also a nice congruent reversal around the moon. So there you go, folks. Make of that what you will. I've been doing some reversals on Donald Trump in his recent immigration speech. I'm going to be doing all of those on the Jeff Rantz show tonight, but why don't I pull up just a couple of them and give you a bit of a prelude as to what's coming when I do the Rantz show tonight. Okay, so here's the first one.
Immigration reform should mean something else entirely. It should mean improvements to our laws and policies.
And he says, name the blank.
Name this.
Yeah, well, he's saying our immigration policy has not been very good.
Then we have to be prepared to talk honestly and without fear about these important and very sensitive issues.
And here he says, see blank, free this mess.
See shit, free this mess.
See shit, free this mess. See shit, free this mess.
So he's talking about the need to clean up our immigration, okay? And here he is again.
Anyone who tells you that the core issue is the needs of those living here illegally has simply spent too much time in Washington.
And here he says, Hillary evil.
Hillary evil.
Yeah, so obviously he's talking about Hillary when he's speaking forwards. Here's the forwards.
Anyone who tells you that the core issue is the needs of those living here illegally has simply spent too much time in Washington.
And Hillary evil.
Hillary evil.
So there you go. That's what he thinks of Hillary, but that's no big surprise. Everyone who knows Donald Trump's policies would know he thinks that about Hillary. Now he's talking about day one in office if he wins the White House.
We will begin moving them out day one, as soon as I take office, day one.
And here he says, now win.
Now win. Now win. Now win.
Okay, folks, we'll be back right after this with my guest, Debbie Fitzgerald. Thank you.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.